Well, let's see. Two Fordham guys and an NYU guy. I don't know what that says about you.
Who's the odd guy out, I guess. Yeah, there's the answer.
Oh, Fordham.
Bobby, we were just talking about both McAdoo and Reese talking to Francesa yesterday, and Jerry had said...
Francesa, he was on my SiriusXM NFL radio show.
Did he do that
yesterday
too?
Yesterday morning.
That's even better. Now, Jerry did admit post-draft that corner was the area of most concern for him, and Eli Apple fills that.
Oh, there's no question about it. If you think about it, guys, even though they signed Janoris Jenkins, look, they have Trevin Wade as one of they have Trevin Wade, they have Tremaine Jacobs, and they have Leon McFadden on the roster right now.
And that's it.
So, and if you think about, Dominic Rogers-Cromartie sometimes comes off the field, whatever the case might be. Look at the league. It's a passing league. Most teams are in a three-receiver set to start with. You need three starting-caliber corners in the NFL if you want to have a decent defense. That's why, talk of the Giants even actively pursuing or meeting with, or reports out there about some other guys that they're interested in, makes a whole lot of sense. When you consider right now, if you count Eli Apple and the two incumbents, with Janoris Jenkins and Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, I just gave you the names of the guys that would be the fourth corner if a game was to be played today.
That's thin. And, Bobby, we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years.
In the NFL, too.
That position in particular has been very snake-bitten for the Giants. They've got a ton of guys hurt the last 4 or 5 years, at corner in particular.
Yeah, and a lot of teams have had those issues because, there's a lot of wear and tear on those players because, again, it's a passing league, so there's just a lot more plays that they're involved in. The more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, plus I think it's also a response to where the Giants statistically finished last season, too, in terms of passing yards allowed. That's an area where you do want to bolster, knowing you don't want to duplicate what happened last season.
Yeah, and the other thing that you have to think about is, everything works in conjunction with each other. So when you have a really good pass rush, obviously it helps your cover guys. When you have really good cover guys, that helps your pass rush. And sometimes it doesn't all click at the same time. Sometimes you're going against an offensive line that, look, they scheme all week. They have Pro Bowl players on other teams. And sometimes you don't win all those battles. So you better have guys that can at least cover for those times when you're not getting that consistent pass rush, and guys that can make plays on the football. And then it works vice versa.
We opened the show by talking about some of the thin spots on this roster still, and I still go to the trenches, Bob. I still think they could use depth at offensive line and defensive line, as well as at cornerback. Would you share that?
Well, yeah, clearly we've just discussed the cornerback situation, and I would think that there's this secondary and third wave of free agency that will happen. Now, of course, you've seen some guys get cut already.
Yeah.
Teams around the NFL. And there'll be more guys that will get cut as we move deeper into this process with the off-season programs, the OTAs, and veteran minicamps. And then you get to training camp, and there'll be some guys that'll get cut around the league. And I think the Giants are going to always look to improve their roster, and they'll take a little wait-and-see approach as to how guys are progressing. Because let's not forget, there's a new offensive line coach here. There's a new philosophy. Mm-hmm. And Mike Solari brings a different set of ideas. And maybe he's going to be able to get some of these guys to perform a little bit better than they had in the past. No knock on, Coach Flaherty that was here. But there's a lot of different ways to get something done. And so I think offensive line is something that they'll continue to look at. And, of course, defensive line. I think that in those positions you can never have enough. And, again, what you're trying to do is strengthen the bottom of your roster, right? You feel like you have your frontline guys, but competition in that middle to bottom part of your roster is a hallmark of teams that are good, because you never know when a guy's going to have to come in and play more significant snaps.
And, Bobby, there are so many teams that are having cap issues right now. You got that June 1st deadline coming up for cap cut deals. And, hey, I remember years ago when the Giants picked up Kavika Mitchell right at the beginning of training camp, right? He was a free agent veteran out there. He was a cap cut by the Chiefs. He turned out to be a big part of that 2007 Super Bowl team. So you can get useful guys over the summer that right now nobody has any inkling that they're going to be out there.
No, and I'm sure the Giants pro personnel guys are looking at, okay, what did these other teams do in the draft? Where do they now seem to have a log jam or an embarrassment of riches at certain positions that might match a need for the Giants, not now necessarily, but somewhere down the road. And then, that's part of their job, is to keep an eye on how those guys perform during preseason. I mean, just remember, like 2007, the Giants had some hard decisions to make at the end of training camp because they had too many running backs.
Yeah.
And what happened? They wound up picking up a draft pick and trading Ryan Grant to the Green Bay Packers. So that is always an option, or, you know, then there's that stare down game of, we know you have too many. We don't want to give you this. We'll just wait for you to cut them. But if you're in a situation where you really feel it's a glaring need for you or something that you really need to help your football team, you might want to sacrifice the pick rather than have a guy get on the open market, which will then cost you more dollars.
You know, Paul brought up the offensive and defensive line, Bob, and I think a lot of people tend to overlook the fact Double O is essentially a part of this 2016 rookie class, considering he only played four games. So you essentially did really draft the defensive lineman that you're hoping has the impact of a rookie this year in the form of Double O.
Right. You want to see how he progresses now, obviously dealing with the injuries last year. You know, another guy, you know, I know fans were hot and heavy for the Giants to take a linebacker potentially in the first round. Didn't work out that way with the way it all unfolded. But, you know, we have to also remember Devon Kennard and what he did as a rookie. And last year, other than that interception he had against Buffalo, he dealt with injuries during the course of the year. You get back him back into the equation and him growing as a player could be a valuable weapon for them defensively.
Yeah, I hope so. In fact, he's telling people that he's changed his off-season training regimen to specifically deal with the hamstring issues that really ruined his season last year.
Yeah, I mean, and he looks like he's in pretty good shape. I mean, you see him
always does,
around,
though.
You see him walking around the but he looks like
he's
matured a little bit.
He's cut.
And he looks like, you know, he's starting to fill out, which you see with a lot of these young players. They come in and they're still quote-unquote kids, and they haven't been in an NFL strength and conditioning program, and you see a tremendous maturation between a rookie year and a second year and a third year physically.
Well, I don't know how Bob's going to hear, but we do want to open up the phone lines.
I can take a question.
Take one or two?
Then I got to go, because I got a really good Popper's perspective coming up today
on
Giants.com. So, you know, when the czar Nile puts it up,
yes.
we'll
at least try to squeeze in then one call while we have you here, Bob. And certainly appreciate everybody for tuning in to Tuesday's edition of Big Blue Kickoff Live. Mike is in Virginia. Mike, what's happening?
Guys, how are y'all?
Hey, doing well, Mike.
How are you guys?
We're doing well. What's on your mind, Mike?
Well, I was I really liked what the Giants did in the draft, but I even liked even more what Dallas did, just because they took Elliott over Ramsey, which was just an amazing thing. Like, I didn't think it was possible they would take a running back, but just not having to face Ramsey every year is a huge win for the Giants.
All right, let me get Bob's perspective on this, because he does the NFL Serious Radio show during the mornings and gets a real good league-wide perspective. He's asking us about the Cowboys draft, Bobby, and he's wondering why they would pass on Ramsey, who was by far listed as the best defensive back in the draft, to take Ezekiel Elliott.
It's a topic that we discussed actually this morning on my SiriusXM NFL Radio show with Todd Archer, who covers the Cowboys for ESPN Dallas. And it's a very intriguing question. I love the pick, and I don't like the pick for various reasons. Obviously, the guy is a tremendous talent, and with that offensive line, he could be explosive. But I thought, you know, the Cowboys last year, with Romo hurt most of the year and Dez Bryant, you know, in and out of the lineup with his injuries, you know, they only ran for 400 yards less than they ran the year before with DeMarco Murray.
They were ninth in rushing last season.
They were very good. So the way I looked at it is, if Romo, because remember, in 2014, the Cowboys were a questionable call, the correct call, but a weird sort of interpretation of winning the playoff game in Green Bay and playing in the NFC Championship. I mean, they were that good a team in 2014, and then injuries ravaged them. So when I look at the Ezekiel Elliott pick, here's where I'm torn from loving it and hating it. I hate it for the fact that you know that the clock is ticking on Romo, especially with the clavicle injury and the back, and you're only going to get so much time out of him. And if he can come back this year and is healthy, and Dez Bryant is healthy, to me, Alfred Morris, Darren McFadden, what he did last year, and then when they get Dunbar, you know, back and healthy, is more than enough with that offensive line.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah.
Now, that's why I hate the pick. Here's the flip side of it, why I love the pick for the Cowboys. If Romo can't stay healthy and he has another clavicle injury and it looks like the end is imminent, what better player to have when you're going to be transitioning to a young quarterback, whether it's next year or the year after, than to have a stud, three-down, game-breaking back behind that offensive line, where you know your passing game is not going to be anything like it is with Romo.
I think,
so it's I'm like really torn. I can't rip them because it looks like they're planning for the future. But if you want to look at the immediate right now, I thought it was a luxury pick where Ramsey would have been much more of a pick that they could have used immediately. And then, obviously, with Jalen Smith, you're taking a guy in the second round who's probably not going to play a snap this year.
You know, though, Bob, with their thin defensive line, they took, obviously, Smith thinking that their doctor knows a lot about Jalen Smith's knee, so they think that they're going to get something out of him down the line, but that's a risk. And then they didn't really go for anybody till Tapper a couple of rounds later. So, to me, I don't even know if you or I could line up for defensive end for them opening day against the Giants. They're really thin. That defense is really, really thin.
Yeah, with the four-game suspensions, and in fact, Todd Archer, who covers the Cowboys down in Dallas and is around the team all the time, we asked him that question. I say, oh, well, who's going to be the defensive line on opening day?
Who told Jones?
And he can only give me two names.
Well, because everybody's suspended.
He only can give me two names. So, it's a really interesting draft that they had, at least at the top, because – When you look long term for the franchise, I think it was a really good couple picks if Smith can play, and obviously with Elliott brings. But for the immediate right now, I thought they had some more glaring needs, and I thought Jalen Ramsey would have been a perfect fit for him.
Well, and I think that based on how the second round played out, Bob, you can make the argument if they did want that young running back, you could have taken Ramsey in the first round, and then you could have gotten Derrick Henry in round two.
Yeah, a good running back.
They could have done good, it in that order.
But I think that Ezekiel Elliott
is special. I agree with you.
He's special.
Yeah,
I know.
Special. And again, I'm looking at it down the road, depending on Tony's health. And if God forbid, you know, for Romo's sake, that he really winds up, the injuries just keep mounting and he can't stay on the field. Well, Ezekiel Elliott will give them a home run threat with that offensive line that's going to be around for quite some time.
That is
true. He's going to be under a rookie contract, which doesn't hurt, too, from a financial standpoint.
Guys, it's been a pleasure.
You got to run?
Yes.
Yeah, I
got to
get
going.
But, again, Giants.com later today. We're going to have that good Popper's perspective about draft grades.
Very
good. So everybody should stay tuned for that. Bob, we appreciate you stopping by.
Pleasure to be here.
And by the way, should I also promo Dan Shaka from Our Lads coming up in just a couple minutes? Bobby, he actually had Eli Apple pegged to the Giants as his selection a couple of weeks ago. How about that?
Well, it's not a bad thought when you think about the corner situation.
Yeah, he was right on it. We talked about Eli, but he had him.
And there were some other teams that were very interested, had the Giants not taken him.
Yeah.
All these people saying they should have dropped back and they could have gotten him much later. Not so. That is not a given fact.
He was a legit value there.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Bobby. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Be good.